Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, May 29th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, Spotify is rolling out four new features to its core music experience. First, the company is bringing playlist folders to the iPhone and Android apps for the first time. This popular feature for keeping your playlist organized was previously only available on Spotify's desktop app. Next, Spotify is giving users more control over playlists and the queue. The company says, quote, "For those with carefully curated playlists, you can now use in-playlist bulk actions to edit and reorganize multiple tracks, books, or podcast episodes at the same time." Spotify Premium subscribers will also be able to select and manage multiple songs in their play queue at once. This is a feature that was previously offered but removed at some point, which led to a lot of criticism from Spotify users. Spotify is also improving offline music listening with background download support on iOS for the first time. This means your music will keep downloading even when the Spotify app isn't open, and you'll see notifications showing download progress. Finally, premium subscribers on mobile are gaining a reshuffle button that can resort playlists with one tap. This lets you mix up the order of your shuffle at any time. So if the lineup of songs isn't quite fitting the vibe, just tap reshuffle for a new sequence. Next up today, Apple Wallet driver's license support is expanding to Arkansas. Apple previously touted Arkansas as one of the states planning to support the Apple Wallet feature. The state launched Google Wallet and Samsung support last year, and now it's making good on its Apple Wallet promise as well. With the addition of Arkansas, Apple Wallet's driver's license support is now available in 14 places in the United States. There's Arizona, California, Colorado, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, North Dakota, Ohio, Puerto Rico, and West Virginia. You can add your driver's license or state ID to Apple Wallet by tapping the plus button in the upper right corner of the app. Apple Wallet will then guide you through that process, including how to verify your identity. You can then use your digital driver's license at TSA checkpoints at select airports, as well as select businesses and organizations in person, in app, and online. As always, it's important to remember that your digital driver's license does not replace your physical one. The state of Arkansas, for example, says that you must continue to carry your physical ID card. An Apple Wallet ID is voluntary and serves as an easy and private and secure companion to your physical plastic driver's license. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. With Card Pointers, most users save over $750 per year. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards. One of my favorite features is the Safari extension that shows you exactly what card to use and which offers are available for that purchase to maximize your rewards. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 50% on Card Pointers, and you can get lifetime access to Hotel Slash, a members-only hotel booking tool that helps you find lower hotel rates. Just hit the link in the show notes to get started today. Running out this week, Rivian's Chief Software Officer Wassim Bensed joined The Verge's Decoder podcast this week, once again to talk about Rivian's opposition to Apple's CarPlay platform. Bensed's appearance on the show follows an appearance by Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe last year, who said that customers will end up appreciating the lack of CarPlay eventually. This time around, Bensed argued that the whole debate over excluding CarPlay is made completely obsolete by the rise of artificial intelligence. He said, quote, "What we're seeing right now with the advancement of AI technologies is just another reason why I deeply believe that RJ and Rivian made the right choice by investing in our own technology and software. Cars are moving away from the buzzword of software-defined to AI-defined. The possibilities now for such deep AI integration in the car make the entire CarPlay debate completely obsolete," end quote. He went on to say that, quote unquote, agentic integration will also entirely upend the way users interact with apps in their cars. Rivian's software chief also touted internal surveys to support the company's approach to building its own software systems. He said that 5 years ago, CarPlay was the top request from Rivian customers. After shipping the original R1T and R1S, more than 70% of Rivian customers were requesting CarPlay. But now, in a more recent survey, Rivian says that that number is less than 25%. This is likely a signal of Rivian's in-car software experience improving, leading people to think that they don't need CarPlay and that Rivian's software is good enough. For example, Rivian did recently add a dedicated Apple Music app, likely addressing one of the biggest complaints from drivers who use Apple products. But as Rivian prepares for shipments of the R2, which is expected to be far more mainstream than the R1S and R1T, we'll have to see how much people appreciate Rivian's in-car experience versus how many wish their new cars had CarPlay. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. Follow along with me on Threads and elsewhere at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.